possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Back in on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is really cool, this tailgate party that's going on at Kauffman Stadium today. It's put on by the Nebraska Alumni Association. It starts at 3:30 this afternoon, right?
Damn.
Couch. 3:30 this afternoon for the 7 o'clock kickoff. And you got the opportunity to go over there. They're going to have, like, a professional cornhole players are going to be at this thing. And this, you know, obviously drinks and obviously all that kind of stuff that you want for a tailgate is going to be there as well. But I'm surprised we don't see this more for a Chiefs game or for any other event that takes place, you know, at Arrowhead Stadium. You know, while the two stadiums are sharing that parking lot, maximize your revenue as much as you possibly can. I think it'd be kind of cool if they did that for Chiefs games as well. But I'm sure the Chiefs probably are like, don't take our money from the tailgate. You know, there's probably some unwritten rules of that kind of thing. But I like this idea of doing that at Kauffman Stadium. It's a fun deal.
Speaking of tailgate options and ideas, I've been watching just a little bit of the U.S. Open, the tennis match. It's in New York, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Obviously, I didn't know this, but Livy Dunn's like a huge fan. I'm not going to talk about how, like, good looking she is, trust me. But she keeps getting this cocktail at the U.S. Open, and it's clearly some sort of, like, Grey Goose vodka cocktail. And then on top, it looks like little tennis balls, but they're pickleballs.
Oh,
it's the coolest idea of a drink ever. Yeah, it's like a skewer of three pickleballs on top of, like, the vodka tonic.
What's the vodka, like, mix? Is it a clear
that,
drink?
Yeah, or that, or it's a vodka martini, but it's in a cup. So yeah. I don't think you'd give them a cup of martini. But, like, if you go to her social page, she's like, I'm so back. And, like, she has the cocktail in her hand. And it's just, like, three little pickleballs that look like tennis balls on top of, like, a Grey Goose.
Oh, that's cool.
I like
cocktail.
That. Yeah, it's probably $75 for that U.S. Open, I'm sure.
But then, of course,
yeah.
I went down a rabbit hole, and I was, like, typed into Amazon, like, pickleballs for cocktails, and there's, like, a jar you can buy.
Oh, you can actually buy them. You're not making those pickles. No. Oh, that's kind of cool. They're selling, like, pickleball puffs now. You know, like, you know, remember cheese balls back in the day? They're not. There's pickle-flavored ones that are out there
but
right
dry.
Now. Yes. So this is another, like, the pickle industry is growing right before our eyes. When I first moved to Texas in 1999, I worked with a gal named Cindy. God bless her heart. I love her to death.
That's a long last name.
Cindy. God bless her heart. I love her to death. Yeah. She changed
German.
It. To, she changed it to Aguirre finally.
Okay.
So she used to go get, and I thought this was bizarre because I'd never experienced this before. And it was the 90s pickle flavored snow cones. And I'm like, I never had that before, and I still haven't had the pickle-flavored snow cone. I see them more and more places, but, like, people use the pickle now for a lot of different things, don't they? Like the snow cone and drink, you know, kind of garnish and all that kind of stuff. Like, pickle's come a long way, baby. It's the new Virginia Slim.
When we were younger, we thought we liked tequila for what it was, but we'd always do a tequila with a pickle back because that pickle juice just completely would drain the tequila, and it wasn't terrible. A lot of times I'd, you know, wake up in the morning and chug pickle juice out of the jar.
To it gets, like, rehydrate you. It's great.
And it's salty.
Yeah.
It's great. But it was
Andy Reid used that for his team. That's how they beat the Cowboys in his first game. The other thing, the pickle juice, you know, my daughter will drink that when she comes, like, after tennis or soccer or something like that. She always stops a quick trip. She's like, I need a pickle juice to get, you know, the electrolytes back in me. I'm like, yeah, it's true. I mean, it's crazy how much the pickle juice kind of gets back into your body and, get you going in the right direction.
Yeah, and then when we were younger, we would eat pickle-flavored sunflower seeds.
Oh, yeah, I remember those. There's a bar in Baltimore right across the street from Camden Yards called Pickles, and they serve you a pickle juice shot with every drink you order.
Hell yes. I'm in on that.
I like those
pickle
hot
shots
pickles.
Are great. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hot sometimes pickle. You get a hot pickle juice shot. You don't want the hot one per se.
You buy those like pickle chips. They sell them, I think, in our kitchen. They also sell them like Quick Trips and Hy-Vee's.
Oh, those
like
are great.
Little bag of pickles. They have like the normal ones, the hot
That's
ones.
That's what
the
my kids get. Yeah.
Oh, man. They're so good. But this is 96.5 The Fan. Sports Talk on The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Something that got started yesterday, as we now officially know, it's finally here. Rashee Rice news. He is going to be suspended for the first six games of the season. Took the deal. No more communications. We know what it is. Week one through week six, Rashee Rice is not going to be on the roster. Seems like, in my opinion, six games seems, in my point, fair. I thought it'd be somewhere between six and eight. Looks like it's six. He took the deal. No more communications. That is what it is.
It is what it is, and I'm glad it's finally done and we have a resolution to this thing so we can all move on, because this has been one of those things that's really been frustrating to me for the last couple of years, because just seeing, and it has been a couple of years that this has been going on, but just seeing so many people that want him suspended for a year, so many people that think he should never play again and all this kind of stuff, and I'm thinking to myself, God, ever since the incident, which was bad, and we know it was bad, but he's done everything right up until this point that led us to this six-game suspension. He's restitution with money. He's taking care of the stuff he needs to take care of. We haven't heard a peep from him off the field, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And so the six-game suspension, fine. It is what it is, and I'm just going to move on. I thought a four-game suspension would have been warranted, but I guess I was wrong on that one. But I'm just glad it's done now, and we know. And now we know when we're going to get him back. And getting him back in week seven, hey, man, that's like making a trade for a big-time wide receiver after the first six games of the season. Kind of have an idea of where you are. We think they're going to be a pretty damn good football team. Add Rashee Rice in week seven going forward for the rest of the year. It may end up being a godsend. And he's still coming back from that knee injury, guys. You know, it hasn't been quite a year yet that Rashee Rice has been out with that knee injury. And they haven't said anything about it, that it's bothering him or anything. Couple more weeks to heal and be fresh for the stretch run of the season and the playoffs and the games that matter the most. Let's just get this thing over with and let's just move forward and message to Rashee Rice, don't ever let it happen again, right? I think everybody in this organization probably learned now over these last 2 years, don't do anything stupid, because this is a big suspension for him.
So this is my, I guess, few takes on Rashee Rice's suspension of, I guess, now that we can look at it in, you know, in the rearview mirror, right? There's a couple of layers to this, because we didn't know what the suspension would be. We didn't know how many games it was going to be. We didn't know when he was going to get it. Then there were talks he was going to go see this judge September 30th, and he'd miss like the middle of the season.
Right.
Could have missed like the end of the season or the playoffs. Now we know it's the first six. And the first conspiracy, as Pro Football Focus would say, Mr. Whatever your name
Floria,
is.
Floria, right?
Yeah. How you doing today, buddy? But anyways, so misses the first six games. We now know, because of what the suspension is and because of how excited and how much we are pining for the NFL to start for the Chiefs, we know what the first six games are. Chargers, right? That's game one.
Mm-hmm.
Game two, Philadelphia Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Game three, New York Giants. Game four is the Ravens. Game five is the Jaguars. Game six is the Lions. Okay?
That was impressive, because I never get that far. That was awesome. Well done.
Thank you.
Nice.
So those are the six games that he will 100% miss. And I know a lot of people say, oh, at the beginning, he's going to miss four primetime games or whatever it is. He's going to miss the biggest part of the season, and that's going to hurt the Chiefs. I disagree with that. I think him coming back when he is coming back is a more important stretch of games due to the timing of the season and who you are playing. When he comes back on October 19th in week seven, that is the Vegas Raiders in Arrowhead. This is not your son's Raiders, guys, that are driving to work out there. And I mean that because this is not the Raiders that are embarrassing anymore. They went out and they elevated at coaching. They elevated at quarterback. They've drafted a tight end that's a future star or already a star. And they drafted a future running back in Ashton Jeanty, who is unknown. We will find out. But they are not the Raiders where it's like Aiden O'Connell and who's playing receiver.
Right, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
They have a couple of options. They have a guy that's manning the control of the ship that's got a little bit more integrity and knowledge in his brain, and Pete Carroll. right? Then after the Raiders, you get the reigning and defending runner-ups in the NFC championship game, the Washington Commanders. Big game at Arrowhead, right? You get Jaden Daniels here. You get Scary Terry, Deebo Samuel. You get that entire Washington team that's kind of revamped and added pieces who think they can make a run at the Super Bowl this year with their quarterback under his rookie contract. They will still be good. After that game, you get the Buffalo Bills. And we know this all too well, that that game in the regular season against Buffalo that the Chiefs never seem to win, that is a game that's probably going to have at that point in the season, that'll be week 9, the number one seed on the line.
Yeah.
You'll have Rashee Rice for those three games. So you'll get him for a divisional game against the Raiders, a non-divisional game, but a top-tier team in the NFC against the Commanders. Then you get him against Buffalo. Then you get the bye week, so he gets a little bit of a refresher after 3 straight weeks, and you kind of know where your team is, where the rest of the season will go. And then you come back and you get the Broncos, who's everybody's bell of the ball this year. The number one defense in the league. Bo Nix is the future. Sean Payton's found his guy. He's going to rebuild what he did in New Orleans. And you're going to tell me that those 4 games are less or not as equal to as important as the first 6. Now, I can hear a lot of people in the car, Dusty, shut up. You got to get off to a hot start. They played without Rashee Rice the entire year last year, basically.
They did. They didn't have Rashee Rice at all. And it's not, with the Chiefs, it's not how you start. It's about the finish of the season. And so
right.
I don't really care. They don't need to get off to a hot start at all. They need to be hot in January.
And if you're worried about how they start, go look at Mahomes' numbers in September.
Yeah, they're right? Pretty darn good. Last year, was it last year or the year before?
I think it was last year.
Was it last year? They weren't all that good.
He's pretty human.
Yeah, in September. But also, too,
I'm talking record-wise.
Yeah, but
for sure.
Yeah, record-wise, I mean, they're basically undefeated. They're as good in September as the Bengals are bad in September. I mean, that's really essentially what it is. And, you did it last year and went 15-2 and had nobody, right? You lost your starting running back. You lost your top 2 wide receivers. You didn't have a left tackle. The only thing that's missing for the first 6 games of the season for the Chiefs now is Rashee Rice. You got Xavier Worthy, who's a year older, a year smarter, a year better, a year everything, improved, in everything with this team. He knows the playbook better now. He can run the routes better. And, year 2 is a huge difference from year 1 in this offense. You've got your left tackle figured out right now. You got your left guard figured out right now. You got a healthy Hollywood Brown. You got an in-shape Travis Kelce who wants to come back and kick ass and take everybody's name. I think, yes, we're going to, quote-unquote, miss Rashee Rice for the first 6 games of the season.
Of course.
But, boy, when we get him back, it's going to be such an infusion of offense for this organization that the rest of the league is going to look around and go, oh, you're bringing a back guy from IR, you made a big in-season trade, and you got this guy. There's not going to be a bigger move made in the NFL this year going forward than the Chiefs getting Rashee Rice back for Week 7. That will be the biggest, quote-unquote, transactional move that somebody in the NFL is going to make this year. He's the biggest difference maker that will be added in at that time of the season. And so I think for the first 6 weeks, we just temper your expectations, because I can hear it now. I can absolutely hear it now after week 1 or something, and they didn't put up 35. I don't know where this offense is. Patrick Mahomes is lost. Again, his number one wide receiver is out there. That was Carrington.
Oh.
His number one wide receiver is still out. And so once you get him back and have that full complement, knock on wood, everything goes great health-wise, right? And we get to week 7 and everybody's healthy. That will be the first time since when that Patrick Mahomes has had his full complement of offensive weapons. 2023?
The other thing, too, about that, missing Rashee Rice for the first 6 games, you will have 3 things on this team of importance that you did not have when Rashee Rice is out last year. You have your left tackle, you will have your running back 1, and you will have Hollywood Brown. Those are 3 pieces that you did not have last year when Rashee Rice was out. Now those 3 things are there. The left tackle builds trust with Patrick Mahomes. We've seen him look decently exceptional in the preseason. I'm not going to hype up preseason numbers, but his were great. You look at what Hollywood Brown can bring, and then you bring in Isaiah Pacheco, who wasn't there because he got hurt week 2. Rashee Rice got hurt week 4 early, and Hollywood Brown was hurt in week 1 of the preseason. And then your left tackle was already, you were on the second attempt with Wanya Morris by the time that Hollywood Brown and Isaiah Pacheco were all out. And by the time Hollywood Brown came back, you still had Joe Tooney at left tackle. So the 3 things that you will have that you didn't have last year when Rashee Rice was out is you will have more protection on the left side. You will have your RB1, plus you'll have Kareem Hunt. We'll see what Rashard Smith can be as well as an explosive running back or Elijah Mitchell. I still have no idea how they're going to use that. And then also, you still have Mahomes, Reed, Kelce, all those guys as well. And to go back to give reference of what Mahomes has done in September. Ready for these numbers? Disgusting. 19-4 in September, 82.6% winning percentage, passing yards, 6,808, 62 touchdowns, 11 interceptions with a passer rating of 112.6.
I mean, I know I'm a little bit of an arrogant Chiefs fan at times, and I just believe so much in this organization. I'm just not that concerned with Rashee Rice missing the first six games that this team is not going to miss a beat. I mean, and yes, they will be better, obviously, when Rice comes back. But this is the trust that I have in Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce as well. Those are your three guys on the offensive side of the football that make this thing work. Those are three pillars of your organization. You go back to the Kingdom episodes when they went into the caves with Bob Moore. You look at the people that they brought down there. It was Andy Reid. It was Patrick Mahomes. It was Travis Kelce. It was Chris Jones. That's them telling you those are the three most important guys of this organization. Everybody else is, I don't want to use the term filler, but everybody else is a replaceable part. Mahomes, Kelce, Jones, they're not. And everybody else below them is. Rashee Rice, obviously, for right now, is below those guys. But when you have a head coach like Andy Reid and you have a quarterback like Patrick Mahomes, I just can't get myself all worked up that a wide receiver is going to miss six games and the world is over. I think they're going to be just fine. I don't think they're going to be at their best, obviously, but I think they're going to be just fine without Rashee Rice. And then Rice gets added into the equation, and then we're able to take off. And that's why I say temper your expectations offensively for the first six games of the season, because I'm sure people are going to be complaining if they're not out there and Patrick Mahomes doesn't throw for 350 yards and three touchdowns on opening night against the Chargers. People are going to lose their minds over that because that's what they think. But once you get your full complement back, that's when you can start expecting the best out of this offense. But in the time being, they're going to be just fine without Rashee Rice.
The other thing I will say with the news he got yesterday, because I think we all agree that taking the six is what you should have done, right? Just get it over with.
Correct? I guess, yeah. I mean, obviously they did, so it was they probably read the tea leaves, and there's probably going to be worse.
And so that layer, to me, was the last layer of quote-unquote distractions for a team before a season starts. First distraction, is left tackle going to work out? That got answered faster than we could ever imagine. The other question that was going to linger throughout the entire season was, is Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift going to get married? I'm sorry. I know that we are weirdos for thinking about that too much, but I will tell you this right now. It would have been all year long if nothing had happened. They were still dating, still in love, going to every game. Like, you guys getting married at the Super Bowl? Like, what are you guys going to do?
Right.
Like,
you're going to propose at the Super Bowl.
That's out, right? That's gone. And now Rashee Rice's suspension has happened. We are a week away from the first game of the NFL. We are a week and a day away from the Chiefs' first game. Now they have zero distractions. Now go get it. 2025-26 has now officially started, and everything is in the rearview mirror. Now it's time to put up or shut.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And we couldn't have a better leader in Andy Reid. Any other team, you know, you're probably worried about this. At least I would be. I'm just not worried about him missing the six games because, again, he missed every game essentially last year, and they went 15-2 and all the way to the Super Bowl with a much worse offense than they have right now and a much worse offensive line than they have right now. So everything to me is going to be fine, you know, with this organization. Just get through the 6 weeks, get this thing done, and legitimately let's just move on from this and forget about this incident and let's all move forward, because this has been a long time we've been discussing this Rashee Rice thing.
Yeah, I think the first six games of the season are the toughest. It's the toughest stretch, but it's about having the time to prepare for it. I mean, we forget so often last season that not only were those weapons absent from most of the season, they were absent out of nowhere. Week two, week one of the preseason, week three, you lose Rashee Rice. All of a sudden, back-to-back weeks, and Mahomes and Andy Reid are like, whoa, we had this whole preparation plan built around Rice. Okay, then built around Rice and Hollywood Brown. Lose Hollywood Brown. Okay, well, we'll just do Rice. Oh, lose Rice. Okay, we'll just, we got a rookie Xavier Worthy. Oh, we'll go to Pacheco. Oh, no, he's gone.
Right.
So you're dusting off all these old playbooks now to have a week to prepare and really get ready for this. I think they'll be fine. There's the best coach in the league to prepare for this, but
you say a week to prepare. I guarantee you they've been preparing without Rashee Rice since minicamp. Like, they knew the suspension was going to be there. And again, that's the beauty of Andy Reid, is that they're practicing stuff out there on the practice field. They don't know why they're practicing it, but all of a sudden you're going to know why they were practicing it. Oh, this is why Rashee Rice was not running with the ones for a good portion of camp, and this guy was, or that guy was, or, you know, you kind of read the writing on the wall and kind of figure things out. But there's nobody in the NFL that's more prepared than Andy Reid, and there's nobody that's going to have a better game plan in place for these six games than Andy Reid without, you know, without Rashee Rice. They're going to be just fine. I have all the confidence in the world of saying that. I wouldn't say that probably about many other professional sports teams in any sport, that you lose a player of that capacity and you're you're going to be fine. But that's the belief that I have in Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes and in this organization.
I will say, if that's the case, then I will expect a high standard of offense. Mm-hmm. So I'm not expecting 35 points, but like, I'm not going to be here. Well, there's no Rashee Rice. No. You've had your time. The mm-hmm. offensive line's good. We've sat here and bloviated for 2 months about how awesome and ready this mm-hmm. team is. I don't care that number four is gone 6 weeks. You have time to prepare. Get ready. You're the best offensive coach. You're the best quarterback. You got this left tackle. You've got deep weapons. We've talked about the depth on this offensive skill set, offensive skill weapons part of the roster. Like, come on, do it.
And they want to this year. It feels like they really want to this year, right? And they know that they have the ability to do that. And who's going to tell Patrick Mahomes when he wants to do something that he can't, right?
Yeah.
So that's why you want to be that guy. You want to go out there and do that kind of stuff and you know, light the scoreboard on fire. Who's going to tell you no? That's where you have to go. Go out there and do it. You know?
The Chiefs also took a page out of the Royals playbook. They brought in their Adam Frazier.
Yeah, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. True. Yeah, I like the move. I have no problem with this. We were talking about it in the parking lot yesterday. We were starting to get wind about it, and I'm like, and then people are texting, why are they bringing back this guy? I'm like, think about where we are in the season. They needed a running back. He's on the practice squad. Go get somebody you know. You don't have to teach the guy.
It's also probably like a little bit of a favor. Hey, we'll keep you employed, mm-hmm. you know, keep you some checks cashing because we know you're a good guy. We like you.
Yeah, we love you.
You never know what happens, man. Football is a crazy sport that injuries just pop up out of nowhere.
Especially at that position. He'll play this year.
And you know he knows the playbook.
Exactly.
You know he knows the system. He knows the routine, the everyday stuff that goes with this team. And, you know, I don't hate it. You know,
no, it's fine.
It's funny how guys leave this organization, they come back and they do just fine. Juju Smith-Schuster, for example, right? You know, like he left and
came back.
Mecole Hardman left and came back. Clyde left, he came back. We'll see, you know, what he can do. You don't have a lot of expectation for CEH, but I like the fact that he's part of this. I really like him, and I'm rooting for him as a person, you know?
And if they lose a running back, now you're calling him up. And
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Not Carson Steele.
Yeah.
And I will take that any
day of the week. Yeah. Because Carson did make the practice squad yesterday, him the alligator.
But who's going to play fullback?
They don't have that this year, which is great. I mean, it's very rare for an Andy Reid team to not have, you know, a fullback or something on the roster. But I've always kind of felt it was a wasted position. You know, what were we really getting out of that roster spot over the last couple of years?
What are there more of in the world? Fullbacks on NFL rosters or actual clerks that check you out at Target?
Oh, good question. Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.